With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Iran launches a ballistic missile attack targeting Israel. Israel Defense Forces ordered Israeli civilians to obey air raid sirens and shelter in place. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says Israel needs a wide buffer to protect its citizens on the northern border.
In order for that area to become safe, there needs to be a buffer zone. The buffer zone needs to be cleared out. It can't be done any other way but by ground. I don't think Israel wants a long-term ground invasion into Lebanon, but they need to clear out at least, 10 kilometers of space.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran will pay for its recent attack. Tuesday, Iran launched nearly 200 missiles towards Israel in retaliation for the airstrikes in Lebanon that killed a terror group Hezbollah official. Netanyahu says Iran made a big mistake and doesn't understand Israel's determination to retaliate against its enemies. Netanyahu also sent a warning to Lebanon, Yemen, Syria, Iran, and Gaza, saying whoever attacks us, we will attack them. Also at SRNnews.com, another hurricane has formed in the Atlantic.
The National Hurricane Center says Kirk became a hurricane in the eastern Atlantic on Tuesday. Forecasters say it could strengthen into a major hurricane by Thursday. Late Tuesday, the storm was about 1,100 miles west of Cabo Verde Island, with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. There were no coastal watches or warnings in effect, and the storm system has not yet been deemed a threat to land. I'm Norman Hall.
Dock workers on the east and Gulf Coast of the U.S. are on strike in what is the first large-scale work stoppage in nearly 50 years. Dock workers have halted the flow of about half the nation's ocean shipping after negotiations for a new labor contract broke down over wages and terminal automation. Analysts warn the disruption will cost the economy billions of dollars a day. This is SRN News. A new study on persecution and corruption. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Democrats are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. Congress already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associations of churches special protections. This is SRN News. The food crisis in Haiti continues to worsen. World Food Program Haiti spokesperson Tanya Burbeck.
They are here in these very crowded, very difficult living conditions, and they've lost their ability to make money. So we see very many people who are living in sites for displaced people within the capital who are in a situation which is considered to be the most severe situation in terms of food insecurity. It's level 5. A catastrophic level of food insecurity.
Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz is under fire after making false claims about his travels to Hong Kong. On multiple occasions through the years, Walz claimed to be in Hong Kong in 1989 during the Tiananmen Square massacre. Now, a news outlet's revealed he did not actually travel there until 2 months later. During last night's vice presidential debate, Walz says he misspoke. More details at SRNnews.com.